This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Miguel Sanchez of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. And good morning to those who are homebound and are watching us online. What is the perfect recipe to prepare a good cold iced coffee in the morning? First, you have to wake up early and set the coffee maker to work. While it's heating up, you hear your kids are starting to make some noise, so you quickly pour the water in the coffee to begin the brewing process, and you go check on them. You come back and serve yourself a nice cup of coffee, then one of your children screams in the shower. You go and check on him. By the time you come back, your coffee is cold. You try to save it, put it on the microwave, and then you hear your daughter asking you, "Which dress should I wear today for Mass?" Then you go check on her, and by the time you come back, the coffee has been sitting there for 20 minutes in the microwave. At this point, you check the watch, you check the clock, and you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna be late for Mass, I better drink this now." So you got eyes on it, and you drink it. There's your perfect recipe for iced cold coffee. Of course, you have to have children for this recipe. Love for others means to go out of your way to sacrifice certain pleasures for the sake of their well-being, of your children, your family, and those around you. To go out of your way in the name of love means to suffer in silence and to sacrifice to bring justice, the justice of God, even when your surroundings may not feel like they're adding or helping you. To love God is to show to others that it's worth going through the struggle of drinking a cold coffee, eating a cold meal, or enduring criticism because of your way of life, feeling rejected by society because of your faith, all because you have a mission to fight and to defend what is right and just. This is the path that will set you in a future that is stable, and it leads you to God. God gives us a perfect recipe for a good life. Perhaps not the best recipe or what the world is trying to project to us, but it's certainly a life that is good and worth living. Since the Old Testament, the people had been guided by God's justice in lieu of the fulfillment of his commandments. However, God is not simply a legalistic and totalitarian God. On the contrary, he wants us to realize that he desires a personal relationship with each one of us. And that sometimes implies sacrifices. He wants us to realize that his justice is the true justice. In this context, the Beatitudes form a gateway or the path in which we arrive there. We arrive to what God wants for us. In order to understand the Beatitudes properly, we should bear in mind that they do not promise salvation only to the people who are least listed there, or those who suffer these things. In other words, the poor in spirit, the meek, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure of heart, the peacemaker, those who suffer persecution in their search for holiness. These are not different people or kind of people, but different demands made for everyone who wants to be a disciple of Christ. But the Beatitudes also bring a sense of consolation and encouragement, especially when we encounter those difficulties. When the Lord mentions these things, we can feel identified with the difficulties in life. The Beatitudes bring a different approach in comparison with the usual approach of the world. But one of the key elements to really fulfill these Beatitudes, or you can say the element or the perfect recipe, is to be centered in what the Lord says, be a poor in spirit. This religious concept of poverty was deeply rooted in the Old Testament, in which the religious attitude of neediness and of humility towards God was more important than the material needs. In this sense, a person who is poor in spirit is able to recourse to God without delaying and without relying only on his material things. The poor in spirit is he who trusts in God's mercy to be saved. Israel understood wealth as a value and poverty as a lack of value. Yet Israel always understood more fully that the poor have the advantage of hoping and expecting everything from God, whereas the rich run the risk of relying on their own goods, oppressing the poor out of greed, and robbing the poor of what little they possess. To avoid falling into this trap of the material world, one must respond to the call of God to adopt the spirit of a child. A Christian sees himself as a little child in the presence of God, a child who owns nothing. Everything he has comes from God and belongs to God. Have you ever seen those little children bragging about their parents? My dad has a bigger truck because it's so-and-so. No, mine has the biggest one. Or my mom is the best. No, my mom is the best. I think God sometimes calls us to do that. St. Paul reminds us, if you're gonna boast on something, you have to boast on the Lord. So in our perspective, we can say, my God is the best because he has done so many things for me in my life. My God does, ultimately is the same God, okay? So we're not gonna fight against it. But from the Beatitudes, we can learn that only the person who finds his or her vocation in the service of others, making those extra sacrifices, is the one that is truly happy. Either if it's through your children, through your immediate family, your neighbors, your community, you name it. He who finds a true meaning in life through the eyes of the justice of God will never complain about the stumblings or the difficulties in life. They become opportunities to grow in perseverance, to grow in that love for God. In Christ and his promises, we will find the extra boost to keep going forward in the middle of our struggles and our daily fights.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.